We're doing the Drashot Aran. We're up to page Nunhei in the Shalem edition, Peihei in the Mishor edition, Kuf Nun Gimel in the Mosad Rav Kook edition. And Moshe asked Hashem to walk in our midst, and this is to show that we're exceptional. If it's just in the land of Israel that Hashem's in our midst, so people will think, okay, that's if the land of Israel, Hashem so speaks, the God of the land of Israel. But if you'll be in our midst, even in the desert, so that will be a recognition that everywhere we are, we're your unique people. And Hashem says, fine, I will do it.
It's almost like he's arguing for God's, Hashem's glory, too, because he's saying that otherwise you might think he's just a God of the double land and he's not God of the world.
Okay, that's nice, yeah. And after Hashem agreed to his request, so then Moshe goes back, he has to go back to his original request. So now if Hashem is in our midst, so what about all the dangers? So Moshe comes back and says, now Hashem, teach me your ways, so I will know how to find favor in your eyes when I pray over Israel when they sin. Because if not for that, Yashub Chashash Hashem Yitbarach Limkomo, then Hashem's concern returns. Hashem said, if I'm in their midst, then they're endangered. Anytime they do something wrong, I can get angry and they're in danger of annihilation. Moshe insists, no, Hashem, if you won't be in our midst now, that's not good enough that you'll be in our midst when we come to the land of Israel, because then people won't recognize that you're our God, that we're connected. They'll think it's just because of the land of Israel. So when Hashem concedes and agrees to be in their midst, then what about the dangers? So then Moshe comes back and says, well, teach me your way so I'll know how to pray on their behalf. God's claim was, there's a danger and it's better if I'm not there. That's why he came back to his original request. But he expanded the request because he saw that it was a time that Hashem was so to speak, close to him, that Hashem was more willing to give. And he said, Hashem, please show me your honor. Moshe didn't mean that he should understand the essence of Hashem the way it is. God forbid Moshe should request that. Because there has been already moftim gmurim, clear proofs that the only one who could really understand the essence of Hashem is Hashem himself. And that anything other than that is impossible. And already one of the wise men was asked, what is the Creator? And he replied, if I'd know him, I'd be him. So this is also quoted in the introduction to the Sefer HaIkarim. In the Ma'amar Sheni, but this is a famous quote: "Ilu yedati va'itiv." Only he himself could know himself. If I'd know him, I'd be him. Aval mimash yeshivu Hashem itbarach va'amar ki lo yirani adam v'chai. But from God's response, God says the human being cannot see me and continue to live. Nireh she'aita she'ilato shel Moshe she'yasigenu omed mechubar beguf v'nefesh. It seems that Moshe's request was he wanted to perceive Hashem while he was still in his physical state, body and soul. He wanted to have a perception that ordinarily the human being can only attain after passing away, when he is no longer limited by the physical world. When he is only a soul, then he can perceive things that his body cannot perceive. And Moshe asked to have that perception while still alive. He said, don't let my body get in the way. I know that perceiving you is a spiritual thing. And I know that the more physical I am, the more limited I am in having a spiritual perception. The more physical we are, the more we perceive things in the physical world. What impresses us is the physical. What interests us is the physical. You want to understand something spiritual, you have to separate from that. So Moshe says, I know that I have this limitation. I'm still human. But don't let that get in the way. Hashem said, that's impossible. Hashem says, you can't gain that perception and remain alive. That's what our sages meant when they said, "In Hashem said, you can't see me and live." So our sages comment on that, yes, during life you can't see him. But in passing, you can see him after a person passes away. That's why Hashem tells Moshe, okay, we'll do something else. I will pass off my good over your face. I will declare in the name of Hashem before you, and I have compassion over those who I choose, and I have mercy over those who I choose. Here Hashem was alluding to what he would reveal to him in the 13 attributes of mercy, that through the 13 attributes of mercy, when those are mentioned, one can attain in their prayer that Hashem will have mercy even for those who don't deserve it. As our sages taught, Hashem was saying to Moshe, I will have compassion over who I choose, even though he's not fit. I have mercy over he who I choose, even though he's not fit. The trait of Hashem is that he's willing to have mercy, even though a person doesn't deserve it. And that's what Hashem was revealing to him. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand it. Hashem says, I'll show you my 13 attributes. You want to know how to pray for them? The key to pray is to know that you can ask for what you don't deserve. You should know that I'm willing to have mercy, even though the guy doesn't merit it. Yeah, and that's your key, Moshe. You say my 13 attributes, and that's how you'll be able to protect them, even when they don't deserve it, even when they've sinned. The whole point is, if they're doing tshuva, so then why is Hashem upset? Obviously, the idea is they haven't yet done tshuva. Right now, they're in a state where they don't deserve it. And even so, Hashem says, no, that's the secret. That's the key. That's what I'm going to explain to you.
So, this situation that Hashem asks to understand God in a way that you only can separate from the physical, and he's asking that so he can understand how Hashem can be with his people still, and Hashem says, it's impossible, but I'll reveal to you attributes of my mercy, and you'll be able to pray on behalf of the Jewish people in a way. In your prayer, you'll be saying, God, I know that proper Shuvah hasn't been done yet, but because of who you are, because of your attributes of mercy, forgive us, even though we don't deserve it.
To a point, yeah. Yeah. I don't know if he has to point out they haven't yet done tshuva. I think that's like a given. And because it seems a little strange, that Hashem will have mercy for those who are not fit, Hashem doesn't explicitly say it. Hashem just says, I'll have mercy for those who I say to have mercy, I'll have compassion for those who I say to have compassion. And I think the Ran over here is alluding to the fact that there's a deeper understanding to this. Meaning it's not just that I do it at random, I'm willing to have mercy even though a person doesn't deserve it. That's the whole book of Iyov. There's more to it than that. Part of it is that Hashem if you daven, Hashem is willing to give a person an extension to do tshuva. Part of it is Hashem is willing to take things into account in a way of mercy. You can always calculate things in a harsher way or a more loving way. There are many aspects to how this works. But Chazal said it very bluntly. Chazal said, I'll have mercy even though he doesn't deserve it. He's not fit. And Hashem did not say it that way. Hashem just said, I have mercy for whoever I have mercy. That's a more covert way of saying the same thought. We'll pick up here, Bezachem, next week.